This is Skip Mancini. I'm so glad you could come in, get out of the hot sun, and set a spell. It's time for Growing on the High Plains. The last 3 years of record-breaking heat and drought have created a major change-up in my gardening habits and consequently my gardening future. I've started planning and planting my flower beds and patio pots as if I lived in Arizona or New Mexico. In other words, I've gone dry land to the max. No more flowering annuals, plants that require shade and cool temps, or broad-leafed foliage that cry out for water to stay green and leafy. Instead, my place sports subtle colors and textures that lean toward the spiky or grassy side. In fact, in some areas that face the western heat of summer afternoons, I'm developing what I call grass gardens, areas that feature clumps of ornamental grasses with an occasional spot of color from penstemon, Russian sage, or other desert blooms. Ornamental grasses come in many forms, tufted, mounded, arching, or upright, and three basic sizes, short, up to 2 feet, medium, up to 6 feet, and tall, giant grasses over 6 feet in height. Some grasses will do most of their blooming and growing before the heat of the season sets in, while others thrive in summer heat. An important consideration when creating a grass garden concerns color choice, both at growing times and in the dormant season. Grasses can sport greens and blues, browns and tawnies, reds and yellows, or variegated patterns. And they're often at their most sensational in the dormant winter, when shape, shadow, snow, and ice can make them a bright spot in an otherwise drab landscape. For this reason, most gardeners don't cut back their grasses until spring. A good rule of thumb for maintenance is if the grass browns in winter, cut it in spring. If it stays evergreen, just pull out those old spent blades during the growing season, but don't give it a haircut. And when you do take the shears out, use moderation. Severely trimmed grass will take time to recover. Also, be ready for the need for major muscles if you're cutting back the larger grasses. Pruning loppers or even a small chainsaw are sometimes the tool of choice for trimming tall maiden grass or pampas grass clumps. Other care tips for ornamental grasses include giving them sunny sites and well-drained soil. In our area of the country, most grasses don't require fertilizer or lots of water once established, and insects and diseases don't seem to bother them much. When establishing an easy care grass garden, there are a few precautions you'll want to consider. Be sure you check the hardiness zones, because many of the more colorful grasses thrive in more tropical climates and will have to be replaced like annuals in cold weather areas. Also, be aware that if the term reseeds itself readily accompanies your plant, it may become invasive. And give some thought to placement of coarse, saw-toothed varieties near walkways, because they can scratch and cut the legs of passers-by. Maybe that's why we speak of blades of grass. In any case, a long-sleeved shirt and a pair of gloves are a good choice when working with the inhabitants of a grassy plot. But for the most part, an ornamental grass garden will reward you with good looks, easy care, high heat tolerance, and low water usage. To my mind, if you're trying to maintain a planted area in our increasingly semi-arid landscape, ornamental grasses are a good way to go. Next week, we'll look at one of my favorite varieties.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.